Okay, we started Simchav Zion last week, Sif Aleph. And I told you at the outset that the first half of Sif Aleph, basically what's on the first page on your copies of the Sif, the first half is to define Kesef. And the second half of Sif Aleph, which goes on to Gimel, Dalet, and Hey, is to define Amira. You would think defining Kesef should be 10 sifim and Amira should be 1 sif. But Kesef is half a sif, at least in this simon. It'll come back later. And then Amira. So let's start the sif again and try to recap what we said last week. And then we'll move on to the Amira. The sif begins with Kesef Ketzad. You said Kesef Shtarim Bia. So in the Simen Aleph, in Simen Chavav, this is the first Simen of this. It said in Siftalit, it said Yisroelim is Kadeshes v'Shloish Drachim. So here it goes because of Kesad Nasan Labif Neishnayim. And we mentioned last week that you need two witnesses. It's a Davar Ma'akiv to have two witnesses by Kedushin, and you have to give at least a pruta, a shava pruta. Shava pruta means something that's the value of a pruta or more. Va'imar alon, you say to her, Ariyamu kudeshes li bozeh. So the Shulchan says, Ariyamu kudeshes li bozeh doesn't mention kedas vayish of Yisrael. Ramav, aimrim sheyeshlem Allah kedas vayish of Yisrael. Taisus and Ksubis, you remember, and I think Kimlam and Aleph. Taisus says, kala mekadesh adaitid rabbanu mekadesh. And the Gemara says, "Kol demikadosh ayter rabbanu demikadosh." And Taisus says, "That's why we say kedas moishiv Yisrael. Any time a person is mikadosh, he doesn't say it. It's kedas moishiv Yisrael, but we speak it out that it's kedas moishiv Yisrael. Das moishia means the tenoim of the deraisa, and Yisrael refers to the what rabbanon or minig Yisrael instituted rabbanu or mafkia kedusha in certain cases." And that's the Yisrael. So the Sfaradim do some things that are like Ramah, just like Ashkenazim do some things like the Mechaber. So this is a cheap chumrah saying three more words, so that they do. They do say, at least the weddings I've been at, they say Kedas Moshiv Yisrael. Chaynayagin, the Temanim probably don't. They have the real Sfaradim in Hagen. I'd be curious. But anyway, b'cheinayge lechatchila, b'cheinayge lekadish. So the Rama says b'feresh lechatchila, it's not ma'akev. Cheinayge lekadish b'tamas v'yeshem tam b'tikunei zayar. So I mentioned this last week. Also, the zayar says some have some ramis to the yud of the yud kevavke to use a ring, and that's why a ring is used as a agav. Art school once put out one of their sidurim. And it was a more modern font, so the chirik was a little square, and the tzeire were two little squares, and the segel were three little squares. So there was an outcry from the chassidish shalom that there's supposed to be a circle, that the tamei kapola, a circle is maramis to the yud. And it was a big outcry. The Maral says that the simonim of the nekudas is not from Sinai; it's just arbitrary. Maral writes, but the Nachshish Sfarim gives kabbalistic reasons. So, Art Scroll. I don't think they burnt the ones they had printed, but they at least in the future move forward.
The Kama is supposed to be like a teardrop, like you know.
It's supposed to be a patach and a chirik. So, at any rate, putting that aside, getting back to Kedushin, so this is a relatively easy sif. What? He's asking, a coin is also a circle. I hear. You're right? I think girls like, I think I once told you the Ragged Shava, somebody showed me an earlier makar for it, but I always remember where I saw it first, because then I was young, and I remember. But the Ragged Shava says, why do we give a ring? He says, we do it under the chuppah. They used to give kedusha, not under the chuppah. But under the chuppah means the minute you're mekadeshar, she becomes a nesua also. By a nesua, all her nichsei malug, whatever she brings into the marriage, the husband controls until the divorce. It still belongs to her, but the husband sort of has control of it until they get divorced. So you can give her money, Har Mekdesh is leave a money zoo. If you do it under the chuppah, like you give it to her, and they say, okay, give it back. You know, like have to invest it. It's gonna be the same law. So the Rambam says that everything a woman has, the husband can invest, can control, except her personal items, her clothing, her jewelry, which means that to marriage, the husband can't say, I want to invest it. So therefore, you give her a piece of jewelry. So that's the Rambam Shabbos says the reason. The Rambam says Tikkuni Zayar, I guess he's giving it a little bit of a time, even according to Teres HaNigla.
If it's fine,
can give
a
coin,
can give a coin also.
Somebody wants
coin.
Coin?
Yeah.
I've never seen that. You gave a coin, Shaul?
Yeah, by
your way. Oh, you did give a coin and a ring? And the ring also? A ring and a coin. Daita. Gosh, we're going to approve the Daita. Okay, it must be a Kabbalistic thing. Okay. So it's very interesting, because take a look in Beis Shmuel Aleph. I think they do. Beis Shmuel Aleph, he says the common symbol Amar Aleph Sifkat Nehei Kosafti. Listen what it says, Shaul Sif Aleph Kosafti De'ein Mekachin Lechatchila B'Medveya. Over there, it brings up some Mordechai that Ein Mekachin Lechatchila B'Medveya, because around Reish Kedushin, there's a Rajman Kiddush. And then they're going through a thing. But in the case of Chilam Matbeah is a Pella. What does the Mechaba mean? Bepruta or Beshava Pruta? So Shava Pruta are other things worth a Pruta. Bepruta has to mean a Pruta. It's a Pella, the Keshita, that Ein Mekashim Lichat Chilam B'Matbeah. Because of Aran, Reish Kedushin, another thing. Metaisis or Arashba, Metaisis is not Reish Kedushin, must be later. In Kiddush B'Mechoba L'Karka have a Kedushin. Now here, the practical shaila is: could you mekadesh yishu with real estate? Mechobel karak. The lumdus of it is a yisaid. Why is it a yisaid? Afal gavim kiddush b'shtar mechober lo yave a kedushin. By shtar, it says in Hilchis Gittin, you can't be mekadesh in the first parak where it talks about veidachsiva karti or edim sira karti. You certainly can't be a mekadesh with a shtar. There's even a tzad you can't write a mechuber. Even the tzad that you can't write it mechuber, you have to cut it off and then write it. Why is mechuber possible? So there are two drashas. Either the nasa biyada, davar anasa biyad liyad, so it has to be metaltalim, or sefer krisus, mechuber karka is not called sefer. So by get. So when makish of vayali yitzia, that just whatever is true about get, which is yitziyah, is havaya. V'yotza v'haisa, we have a hekesh of kedushin to get. So there's no question you can't write a shtar kedushin on mechuba l'karak. So this rad, right in the beginning of the sechta, this is the reason he talks about it in the beginning of the sechta, because the shaila is, when we makish havaya l'yitziyah, when we makish get to kedushin, there's a concept makshim and havayis lahadadi that will makish all the kedusha one to another. So it should work out that you can't do kedushin with karka, with mechuba l'karka. So let's see inside in the Beis Shmuel. See, he says shem deran tais the Rashba again from the last wide line and kiddush mechuba l'karka have a kedushin. Not like it's the balei tashita that's not kedushin. Abba gabim kiddush b'shtar mechuba l'ay have a kedushin. Shem the makshin havayil yitzia, mishom hachi shtar mechuber pasul kamei get mechuber. Aval kesef leshayach beget. You can't do a get with kesef anyway. L'chedem kiddush bekarka bekudeshes. Therefore, it's bekudeshes. So therefore, the Rad says it worse. Gam yeshloi mishani get mechuber the pasul shem mechusik tzitza. Aval kedushin kaimulan afil loybal liyada bekudeshes kamei. Ten leplaini, but if it's a chusik tzitza, it shouldn't matter because it doesn't have to be biyada. That itself is a kasha. Why does it have to be biyada? But makshavai li yitzir. But the insight is this, because really it's very schwer. We are makish avayis v'adot. We are makish dine kedushin kesher shtar and bia. So Rabbi Chanan, right in the beginning of kedushin, this first piece, says the insight, which it's nikar divrei emes. He says the following: we make a hekish of getting to kedushin, and kedushin to other kedushin. For example, a woman marries a kayin, she could eat truma. Which pasik? Can you kaspay? Oz yaichel bay. You kainah with kasif, you can eat. So Gemara says, what happens if you kainah with shtar or bia? Now can you kaspay? So Gemara says, makshim na bayis lahadadi. Well, makish all kedusha one to the other. So Rabbi Chanan, if you learn a din and dine gittin to a din and dine kedushin, so it applies to all three. But the psul mechuber is not a din and dine gittin. It's a din in the Shem Shtar. A Shtar is Nasa Biyah, there's something that's a Bar Nesina. Or Sefer Krisus. The word Shtar is a portable thing, is a non-connected thing. So B'chanan says, when it's a din in Shtar, then we're makish taka gittin to Shtar Kiddushin. But it's a halachit in Shtar gittin, because it becomes a din in shtar. If it's a din in shtar, there's no reason to extend it to kesef and bia. It's part of the definition of shtar. Somebody has a din in dinei marriage that she eats truma, that if the gerusha she doesn't eat truma, and then by kedusha she does eat truma. So that's not a din in shtar. So makish ol habayis la'adad. But somebody that has to do with the definition of a shtar, so that will makish only get into kedusha. So lemaisa, what do we have? To mikadosh isha with any kesef shava pruta, a matbeya. Some say lechatzila not to do, although the place can say it's certainly good.
Yes, maybe if it's not worth a pruta.
By the karka.
No, but by the pruta.
By the matbeya.
By the matbeya, you know.
It might be rubbed out. You know? Yeah, but whatever you're giving a dinner.
Because we're afraid you use the pruta.
It's not worth what it looks like.
Like
the reason there it says because daitatsu rasa, which is a similar idea. There's a sheet in Beishamai, daitatsu rasa. Dais is on the tsura, the tsura savidid batli, and the government changes coinage. That's a sheet in Beishamai. Okay. What?
That's why the ring has to be
plain.
That's
the
daito and
she should marry. The ring has to be no stones, so people shouldn't think it's worth more. Yeah, we're more machmer. It shouldn't be decorated. The halacha really says.
People don't buy notes.
By what?
A note. $20 bills.
Bills are not shtar. You mean if you can be mekash with kesef with a bill? Yeah. So money is a very it's a very challenging thing. There are those. I mentioned in the past, those who don't use bills, paper bills, because they hold, then it has to be shtar. It's not really kesef, it's shtar. I think it's a chum cipher. So by pidyon abed, you never saw anybody using bills, even though shava kesef is good, but shtaris are no good. So the same thing, where by mechiras chametz, we're makpid to use coins. It's not so gishmak, because today's coins are also not like the pre-64 coins, where the coin had the silver value of the coin. Today, it's worth the metal is worth a negligible amount, and we use coins. So by being a bet, the takamak would use silver, but by the shiras chametz, so we use the dollar coins. So why do you gain a dollar coin over a dollar bill? I guess a coin you can't call it a shtar, so you call it shavu kesef. It's a very the idea of money. I mentioned in the past is very confusing. What constitutes money, bizman hazeh, especially today with digital currency, and it's a discussion unto itself, which really needs eon. And I don't know any tshuva that really explores sort of the heart of how we define money, bizman hazeh. Money is not real today. Now, when I say digital currency, I don't mean cryptocurrency. I mean the regular your bank account, Chase Manhattan Bank. You know, when I mentioned to you, if I send you $100, so I gave you kesef, the king kesef, I sell you, or I send you $100, I didn't say anything. Nothing went from me to you. Like people picture the money goes through the wire. That's not what happens. All they do in Chase is, on my account, they cross out my balance and they change it from $6,300,100 to $6,300,000. They knock off 100 off my bill. And on yours, they write the number 100. Instead of with a pen, they write it automated. It's very hard to know the definition of cancer. So, like I said, everything I don't want to get into, I end up getting into. It's very problematic. Purely halachically, it's problematic. And honestly, when it comes to ribis, it may be a bit cooler. It may be a big tzirif l'kula. Like what kind of shas tashlumin is there? Like, when am I paying you? If I sell you something, when am I giving you the money? What shava keset? What'd you get? You didn't get anything. You got a figment of your imagination. You got when you click on the bank account, it says a number. That's not money. All right, we'll have a special share on digital currency. I don't know what I'm going to. I tried to speak to Shlomo Miller about it, and he's since a stroke, he gets fatigued very quickly. So we spoke for about 5-10 minutes, and then he told me he has to stop. So. Okay, let's get back to what it says on the page of Shulchan.
Can you say it? No, it's written in the
Shtar. It's a fascinating thing. Rashi, on Beis Amin Aleph, in the Mishnah of Kesh Darabia, Rashi says, Kesaf Ketzad, that's a fruit of Aim Allah, Haim Zili. Bia Ketzad, Bavala, Vaiva, Hariat, Mugdash Libyas. And then he says, Shtar Ketzad, Kesav La, Hariat Mugdash Libyas. He doesn't say Amira. Does I'm a get needs Amira? No, you do. You say yeah. Before you get the get, you say I'm a gereshes. Yeah, 100%. The question is by Kedusha Shtar. The Rashi on the Rif sticks in when he brings the Rashi. He sticks for Aimer along. So I guess we'll get to Shtar in Shulchan Aruch.
But it is written that you're gereshes.
So probably it depends if you show her what it says, or if it's a rolled up Shtar. It's a rolled up Shtar. You have to say it. The Mishnah has a case. The man's a coward. The Mishnah has this case. He goes over to her and he gives her a rolled up piece of paper and he tells her, here's a letter from your friend, or here's today's paper. He gives it to her. She opens it up and it's a very higita. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah talks about how it could be a good get, actually, when she gets it.
Sometimes by Kedushin they have the chosen power.
But I'm just saying, it's clear from that Mishnah he didn't say Hariat when he gave it to her. Right, because she's fooling her. Then by Kiddushin too. All right, let's get back to Kesef because the digressions here are too interesting. What's Taich Kesef? Let's just try to define Kesef. So we have here on the page Matbeah is a Shaila, B'chub l'karka is good, Balei Tushit is no good, but Mamaisa it's good. What other questions do we have? So B'kiva Eger brings on the side a Rashba, which is also in Pesachei Tshuva. You go straight to Pesachei Tshuva, Beis, Oisha B'pruta, parentheses. I want to tell you, parentheses means it was added in the second printing. It doesn't mean it's not Chashev. Okay, the Pesachei Tshuva, Beis, B'kiyah Shukhnar, Tagar, B'kiyah Eger, Dichta B'tzidai. B'chidushi Arashba, Perakol Adishboim, that's Pesach Tshuvas, Mestape, Im Kitsha B'kli, Yeshleimer de ain't sarach shava pruta. Kvaydel Yeshua b'cheshmish v'pecheser gibel by myde b'miktsas is if there are 110 machted for a pruta and you're myde b'miktsar on a machat. So he says I'm b'miktsais. Shevgav de'reshva v'tabalos. Let me tell you what's going on. Rabbi Kiva Eger is mesupik. If you give a woman a kli that's worth less than a shava pruta. What's a kli that's worth less than a shava pruta? If a pruta is a penny today, it's very hard to figure out. I guess a tissue is a kli. I don't know if a tissue is a kli, but you give her a kli that's worth less than a pruta. So what? A cup. Okay, if you get a cup, you get 100 cups for 80 cents. It's less than a penny a cup. So you give her a cup. Paper cups to show it's a cleat, but let's assume it's a cleat. But
staple.
You give her a staple, okay. Very interesting condition. So you give her a staple, and you tell her, Hari Abukadeshas with this, that's why she be Israel. She accepts it. She has to see what it is. You don't see what it is, Shona. She accepts it. What's the shayla? The Mishnah says the pruta b'shava pruta. So the Rashba is mesupik if it's good. And the way that Achrayim explained it, the stipel on Kedusha Siman Beis explains it a little more by Arichus, but the way he explains it is the following. There's a concept by money of Lididi Shavali. A person says, for me, it's worth more. Lididi Shavali. It's in Gemara. Gemara says, Rav Kahana Shokal Sudra V'Pidyan Aben. Rav Kahana took a sudr. A sudr is some type of kerchief. Gemara says the Rabbanim used to wear it. It was something that Rav, like Rav Kahana, always had to have. And it was Shava, Gemara doesn't say exactly, but let's say it was Shava for Shsela. He said, Lididi, he took an opinion on that. He said, for me, it's worth five. So you would think it's no good. And then you have five. So Gemara says it's a good opinion on that. Who can, only if it really makes sense that it's worth to him. Versus the law that for the Gavra Rabba is taka worth five. So why are they selling it for four? The supply outstrips the demand. There are people, if they would only have enough for Gavra Rabbas, they would charge five. But they have enough, they want other people to buy it, charge four. But the point is, if someone says with the shoveling and it makes sense, then the Rashba is saying, Velosha Safik, that it could be that it's a good kedushin. If you take less than a pruta coin, if there be such a thing, you can't say lididi shavali. It's missing in it's nonsensical to say less than a pruta is worth a pruta. By definition, it makes no sense. But at least someone needs it. You go over to someone who's about to speak in front of a public, and he desperately needs a tissue. You pay a lot of money for that tissue. You know, so I don't know if being strapped at the moment counts as the Didi Shavali, but so this is the Rashba Safik. Now, said very geschmack. He says the Ktsais Peches Gimel, he is a kasha. Ate is kasha. The Ktsais says it's a Beferish Gemara, not like that. Why? The Gemara on Gimel Am and Aleph in Kedushin says he Makadashisha with Keser Shtarabia. What about Chalipin? A chalipin is when you take out a handkerchief or a pen and you do an exchange. So what happens if you want to do chalipin? You want to give her the handkerchief and say, in exchange for the handkerchief, you have a kodeshus to me. Is that good? So the Gemara says chalipin works with less than a shava pruta. You can do chalipin with something, it doesn't have to be worth a pruta. And ishav b'chzor shava pruta le'mikanya nafsha. A woman doesn't want things less than a pruta. So it's no good. So Tesis explains why she's doing it. She's doing it. She wants to marry him. She'll marry him for free also. Most of the, when they get to the wedding, they're happy to get married. But it's not true that she does it in exchange for it. So Frank the Ktsais, listen carefully, he says, Chalipin is only with a kli. Pei ri lo yavdi chalipin. You can't do chalipin with an apple. Only a kli, like bayaz, to exchange it for a kli. So, spektik tzais, it's a kli there, poksim shava pruta, edu chalipin. Well, it says, why is it no good? It doesn't say chalipin is no good. It says, because chalipin is good, but poksim shava pruta, yishav pruta misham, yishav like kanya nash. Yishav doesn't want less than a pruta. But it's always a kli. Bechitesh, she doesn't want a kli that's worth less than a pruta. The Rashba is saying she does. It's the kasha on the Rashba that the Ktsais asks. So this type of is very geschmack. Says the Rashba is talking when someone says lididi shavali. I need this. This is something, I'm in a situation where I need it, or I'm a person who needs this. So lididi shavali, then the Rashba says, it could be it's a good condition. By chalipin, you don't want the chalipin. You go to a rabbi, you buy ksuva by the table, you do chalipin. The Gemara says that derech is to give it back. Nobody's interested. The chalipin is a symbolic exchange. There's no lididi shavali. It's not that she wants the handkerchief or she wants the whatever you're getting at a pen. There it's just symbolic. There's no lididi shavali, and that's why. So he answers the kasha on the Rashba. Okay, lemaisa is not a halacha lemaisa shaila. It does come up by kedushin derech chayik a lot of times. There are tshuvas about people in the Kedushin
not seriously, and they just picked up some junky ring from a bottle, and they gave it. So they're, that's where it comes from.
According to the site, well, this type of
Chalitza is
clearly she does want the thing.
So Tosis asks the Kasha, it's complicated. Tosis asks, so what if Pashta Yadav? She says, I do want it. So Tosis answers, the sug of Kinyan called Chalipin, it's a sug, it's a type of Kinyan that she's not happy with because the value has nothing to do with it. The less that is all the same. So the sug called Chalipin, that type of Kinyan, that's what Tosis says to Pshat about Tosis Pshat on Gimel Amar Aleph. Tosis, Dibram Asa Chalipin. Okay, so at any rate, so these are, I guess, the few limitations on Kesef. Otherwise, Kesef is basically simple. We'll have later the Kach B'Milva, the Kach B'Mashkin. That's all a separate Simon HaShulchan.
Why doesn't the judge, when he shall believe word by less than a proof that to a woman, twerking that to
a that's the right. The Rajma is saying that maybe it does work by a woman, with Didi Shavali. So the Raj was saying that maybe it does work. He asks, again, the Ksais asks from Chalipin. The Chalipin, it doesn't work. So the Ksais answers, because by Chalipin, there's no Lididi Shavali. You're just doing it symbolically.
Correct.
So the Ksais is saying, therefore the Raj makes sense, that Lididi Shavali should work. Those who say it doesn't work, hold around, says, but Ladaita is a Kaladam. That, she had the shavali, unless she could explain why it's shava, it would be butler daita.
How do you find butler
daita until
the
lidi
shavali? Those are two opposite concepts.
Well, the lidi, so if you want, I'll tell you how to explain. The Rechai explained this way. There are two dinim in shava pruta. When you say you need a pruta for anything, for a kinyan, you need a pruta. The Gemara says a bunch of things. For shua, you need a pruta. A bunch of things, you need a pruta. What does that mean? So, the Achreinim say there are two dinim in a pruta. One is, a pruta is kesef. Less than a pruta is not kesef. There's no chati gezeis of the vela, still the vela. That's just about a time. But a pruta is that defines kesef. Less than a pruta is not considered kesef. There's a second din. Is a shear, the shiurim, like some foods you eat a kazayas, some foods you eat a kabeya, kasebes, the shiurim. He says shava pruta has two din. There's a din shear, an amount you need, and there's a din that it's not kesef. Says lindi di shavali helps when it's kesef, but you're missing in the shear. Pinyan Abed needs five coins, so he says lindi di shavali, the four is worth five. So we believe him that it's not worth it to him to fix the din shear. The shavali can make up for the shear, the amount of money. But to make something that's not kesef into kesef, someone picks up sand from the ground and he says, Lidi shavali, I need the sand. It's not worth a pruta. Lidi shavali is still not worth a pruta. Even if somehow it is shavat him, it's just not money. This is the way the Achrayim explain. If you look again, the Stein of Simon Beis, he's mad.
There's somebody who feels us about dollars, the Kabbalahs. It comes down, she was dollars, and then at the end of the Gemara speaks about if Eifel happened to be worth a shot of food, so the Mincha. Robert says, because it's not there, Ferris and Papa, we have no trouble.
Okay, so let's move on to the second part of the sif. We're going to come back to Kedushei Kesef. We're going to the basics that the definition of Kesef, and I mentioned last week the Machlokes of Apruta is Chatzi Saira Kesef, which is the riff of the Rambam, or if it's Kesef Hayaitse, something spendable, which is the Rajba, and many of the Paiskim. Let's move on to Amira. Buhadin, bottom line, let's read at least the Mechaber, and there's really a lot here. Let's just read the basic what it says, and then I'll tell you where the challenges are. So I'm Basim Chamzai Sif Aleph, after that first Rabbah, next to the last line. Huadidim Omalah. Now we're going into what you say, Bishas Kedushin. Huadidim Omalah, Hariyat Mu Resifli. You say mekudeshesli, muresesli, ayhariyatli liisha. That's all fine. You don't have to say like Shema Yisrael Shabbat Kedosh Hashem Achad. You have to say the nusach. There's no nusach. It's a message. Hariyat mekudeshesli translates marry. Muresesli is synonymous with mekudeshesli. Hariyatli liisha is the same idea. V'chein b'chol lashay. The bottom line. V'chein b'chol lashay. In any language. Shemashmuusai lashin kedushin, vaday ba'isay makim. There's a lot here. If you say it in English, if it's clear, lashin kedushin vaday, it certainly means marriage.
Who is it
clear to? That's a question. Well, I'll talk about it in a minute. It certainly would have to be at least clear to him and her and the witnesses. Okay, we'll see in a minute. Ba'isay makim. And then, uvovad shehi tavin shul lashin kedushin. If you take a woman who never learned Gemara, say Hariyat Muresesli, she may not know what in the world you're talking about. So it has to be that she understands the language of Kedusha. Now, is she believed, or do witnesses have to know? We'll get to that. V'imahaya medaber ima tchila al iske Kedusha. V'dasa la filo b'shtika hava Kedusha. This is called Asukum Baisiyin. That means, if you didn't, the man forgot to say anything, you go to a wedding, and the chassid forgot to say Arabic Kedushin, he just gave her the ring.
Context.
So it's good. Context. Why? Well, if they sent out invitations with his name and her name, and she put on a white gown, and she walked down the aisle, you know, and she stood under a chuppah, and he stood next to her, so we have a yediyah brura, we have no suffix, that when he's giving her the ring, he means Kedushin. So we have here a chiddush that shtika is okay if it's asuka b'aseid. That shtika is fine. If Mahayim edaberim atchila al iske kedushin, v'dasa afilu b'shtika al kedushin. He's not even talking about a wedding. He's talking. They're schmoozing in a room, and they're talking about getting married. And he gives it to have a kedushin. V'hu shadayin asuka b'aseid. They still have to be talking about it. Koshkei imam alasha kedushin v'adai. And certainly, if they're sukkah by Zinian and even said a lashon kedushin, it's no good because she didn't understand. It still works after sukkah by Zinian. The Ramah adds, Yeshem and the loy be the medaber by Zinian namish, el medaber me inyan linya by Zinian. That's a little hard to define this. Because he's talking about how much he loves her, I guess, what's being done by Sayinian. He's talking about marrying her and how much he cares about her. They're talking about things that have to do with their getting married. So, yeah, Sherman, that's good enough. If other people are saying it, it's also good. So, there are three or four points here. One is that any language of Kedushin is good. Later in the Sifim to come, we're going to deal with how to define what language means Kedushin. But any language of Kedushin is good. Even a foreign language, they speak a Baisei Makim. That's number two. Number three, Vavacha Tovin. We have to know for sure that she knew what he was talking about at the time. That's number three. And number four is Asuka Baisei Inyan works as well. So I'd like to discuss this, the Me'akala L'Kaveit, from the easiest stuff to understand to the more challenging. So let me start with what's easier. That's the Sukkah B'Aseinian. And, to define what is and what is not a Sukkah B'Aseinian is challenging, but in our weddings, it's not so challenging.
The
pashtus, if you put the ring on first, what you say later doesn't matter. It's a sukkah b'aseinian for the time you put it on. That's the pashtus. Now, that's why you're saying it should work logically, because that's sukkah b'aseinian anyway. Okay, seems to be correct. So let me give you the two extreme shittas and a sukkah b'aseinian. And the halacha is probably somewhere in between, and then we'll talk about l'shaynes. First, we'll talk about sukkah b'aseinian. Okay, the so to speak extreme shita l'kula. The Kula means that makes a Reish Sish, really Chumra, but that makes it good, is a Chulas Chassam Sefer. And it's a very memorable Chassam Sefer. You hear it once, you'll remember it for at least the rest of the day. The Sefer has a Tshuva from a Rav, who writes in the beginning of the Tshuva, he quotes the Rav's letter to him, and you can see he's in a lot of pain. The Rav says, I was invited to the next town to be Masada Kedushin. So I traveled there, it was a big covet for me. And under the chuppah, I asked the chasm, who had a Eidei Kedushin? He said, whoever you want. Whoever you want. They didn't have microphones, so no one hears the names anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter. So this Rav said, I don't know who's kosher in town. So I have my gabbai with me. I said, okay, my gabbai and I will be the two Eidei Kedushin. So they made the wedding. They had the whole chasidah. He went back home. And then the gabbai tells him, wow, my cousin's wedding was really nice. He says, your cousin? He says, yeah, my first cousin. He says, oh, you're pasulaitis. You're pasulaitis. So the guy took a kedushin again. See, right, how embarrassing it is for him. Like, he had this big kibbutz to go to the next time he said kedushin. If you have to go back, they have to do kedushin again. I think I'm doing a week of Sheva Brachas again also, probably, no? It's not a kedushin. So he says, very embarrassing. You know, do I have what to rely on not to go back? That's basically his shaila. It's a fascinating shaila. So it's some sefer, the tshuva. He starts by giving him mussar that it's not a bazillion, it's a covet. People say, wow, he went, you know, he tayra zemes, and even though it was embarrassing, he still did it. And it's a covet for you. And then he says, but you don't have to do it. Why? Some sefer writes the following chiddush. He writes that when you're at a wedding and you see a chassid walk down and a kala walk down, and they call up a Masada Kedushin who knows what he's doing, typically knows what he's doing, and then they say Mazel Tov. He said everyone in the audience is an aide. They're aide yedia. They're not aide ria. They didn't actually see the getting of the ring, but they're aide yedia. They know exactly what took place. So the Sefer writes that even though the two of you were pasulaitis, but there were 100 men there, so they're all kosher.
To the exclusion of?
So everyone asks me, so should we nimsecha be and karve pasul, they were relatives? No. Nimsecha karve pasul is only osir if they're mechavit say this together. If two people intend to be a kat eidim, either b'shas riyah, or even if they see it from two windows, but they come to Bezna as a kat b'shas hagadah, that's the halacha psuka. This has to smack is nimsev b'karav apostles only when the two of them meant to be one kat. If they just saw it, mayasu shtei other va'achim shero bechus sharis hadefesh, they're going to be other eidim. You always saw the eidim by a chup. So the sefer writes that everyone's an eid, and therefore it's good. They didn't hear the Amira, that's Sukkah by Sinyan. So the Amira didn't have, it was a Sukkah by Sinyan. The Riyah they didn't have, but they have a Yediyah, they know it happened. Even though they don't know the second it happened. They don't know the second. They know, they heard a Mazel Tov, I guess when they heard the person start reading the Ksuba, they realized that it happened, and that's that.
So what does aid mechavim
to be the cause of the mechavim to be an aid? You have to be mechavim to be an aid. There's no such thing that you have to have kavana to be an aid. If you happen to walk in the street and you see Avram break Yitzchak's car window, you're an aid, even though you don't have kavana. They call you in, they say, what do you see?
So it comes out that something says to the aidim, you're the only one's aid, nobody else's aid.
The meaning, I want to explain that. When they say, you two are witnesses to the exclusion of everyone else. To designate witnesses, says the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch. To the exclusion of everyone else, they say the Brisker Rav used to say it, and it became a minig in many places. I'll tell you. The whole thing, the people's understanding of it is a Torah's Gomer. Eidim don't, the Chassid and the Kala don't have to designate Eidim. No such thing. You know, Kasha Isha, front of Eidim, it's for Kodeshes. There's no designating Eidim. A guy wants to murder someone, he announces, I'm not designating anybody to be an Eidim, and he murders him. So they're not designating Eidim. Eidim is witnesses. The reason we do it is that the two Eidim shouldn't be mechavim to be Eidim along with the Karev. If the two Eidim come up, they want to be Eidim, but they feel everyone under here is one of the group, we're all Eidim. If you mechavim to be one Kat, B'Shasriya, then there's a psul, this and the ankarve pasul, it doesn't betail. So therefore, they say to the exclusion of everyone else. Is it a real cheshash that when they call you up for edim, you can have a mind you want to be together with the father of the chassan? It's not a real cheshash. In fact, we do a lot of chumras. But the announcing, we designate exclusion of everyone else, leads people to think you have to designate edim, which is, there's no machlaikis. Nobody holds you have to designate. So he says, if they know the Masada Kedushin was a Yedea Sefer, that's what he says. It depends who they call. If you're a reform wedding, you don't know. But if they call the Machabed that is the Zayda to Masada Kedushin, if he's a Tamachachim, it's fine. If he's not a Tamachachim, he's a Takadoma. But the Sefer writes, if they call up a Bar Samcha, I mean, he had a Bar Samcha messed up, the craving, but he didn't mess up with the Masada Kedushin. So that's what he says. It's a Bar Samcha that they call. No, because they call reform, you don't know. I was sitting here with a couple Thursday night. I don't know who the rabbi was. They brought me to Ksuba. One of the witnesses was someone named Lori Bas. Someone was one of the two witnesses, and she said it was one of her friends. She didn't know. What did she know that it's not that it's not kosher leidus? So he did a new ksuba. Then I started questioning the kedushin also, how the kedushin was done. But it's not reliable. But anyway, getting back, I told you, I'm going to tell you the two extreme shittas. The extreme shittas of Seifer, who says everybody is a kedushin. The Gersmeisha or Meisha says vadai halacha zaitas of Seifer. So normative halacha, it certainly is that way. The other extreme, and I'll explain the lumdis after I tell you this, the psak, is a Reb Chaim quoted in the Berachas Shmuel in the beginning of Kedushin. And Reb Chaim says a Chiddush Gadol, but he has what seems to be a good raya. This I'll tell you the halacha he says. He says that if you do Kedushin under a chuppah, and the chassid says an amira, let's say they don't hear that amira. They don't hear it. They're too far away. Or he whispers it. He's not. They don't hear. They don't hear the Hariyam Kodeshes. So the Reb Chaim says it's not a good kedusha. What do you mean? They saw the putting on of the ring. It's under a chuppah. She's wearing a white veil, and he walked out with candles on his two sides. What do you mean? It's a sukkah by saying. So Reb Chaim says that there are two kinyanim. There's a kinyan through Amira. Amira, which is one way of being Kaddish and Isha. And there's a Kedushin through Asukah Baisin. We have a rule, which we'll discuss. Reb Chaim holds we have a rule that someone who does two kinyanim simultaneously, but he's Mechavim for what? He does two kinyanim. I'll give you an example, and you'll remember. The example from Shas is when there's hefker money in the street. Someone lies down on top of it, and he says, "I'm kinyan by lying down on it." No such kinyan, but it's within his dalar amis and his simta. He can be kinyan with simta. That's called kinyan mayo, kinyan shena mayo. He's doing a kinyan mayo. Mayo means it helps. He's doing a kinyan that works, but he doesn't know it. He's mechavim for kinyan shena mayo. He's mechavim to kinyan by lying down on top of it, which is not a kinyan. And that's called kinyan mayo, kinyan shena mayo. He does both simultaneously. There's a lot written on this topic. Reb Chaim here writes, by kedushin, kinyan mayo, kinyan shena mayo doesn't work. It's true of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Even in all the works of Halatayra Kula, by kedushin, you have to be mechavim for the right kinyan. He says, when the chosin is mechavim to be mekadish with amira, it can't be a kedushin with asukah by sinyan. He wants to do the kinyan through Amira, so you can't do a kinyan with Asukah by Seyyid.
No kinyan of Amira.
The question is, there's no kinyan of Amira if you have Asukah by Seyyid. The kinyan is Kesef. So Mar Malkamani Lach, we'll talk about it. But this is Reb Chaim's Yisayid. Reb Chaim has a Shtaka Rayim. There's a Gemara in the Darim, Davav. The beginning of the Darim talks about Yesh Yad in the Darim. where the yadis works by the tongue. What's a yad? A yad means, let's say someone says, I'm a nazir, and I say, ve'ani. Ve'ani, it's a yad amichiyach. It's clear what I mean, but it's missing in the amira. So the Gemara is in Ibaya, if yesh yad l'kedushin. What's that? Amir gives kedushin, to one woman, says, ve'at. And he's bekadosh the second one.
And he gives her something.
And the Ran says, it's a yad amichiyach. The Gemara is talking about it. It's clear what he means. Now maybe other Yishayim will argue, says Sarai, more from the Ran than from the Gemara, but the Ran says, it's a yad amichiyach. It's in Iboyim that works. So to Chaim, why is it worse than a sukkah by Sinyan? It's very clear. It's clear what he means. The Kaddish one, he says, va'at. It means yad amichiyach. So Chaim says, Sarai, from here, that if you want to be Mekadosh with Amira, you can't rely on a sukkah by
Sinyan. But she was a sukkah by Sinyan. He was.
They're both. You mean there's no sukkah by Sinyan Legabi marrying her? That's what you mean? But I guess he means that the va'at is no worse than a sukkah by Sinyan. You say, even though it's only one syllable, two syllables, va'at, but you go to a woman, you kash one, you say va'at in a generation where they're Mekadosh to women, then I guess she hears it. She accepts it.
Why do they try to do that? I mean, they don't know. Why do they
think
that
it was Kavanah? Certainly wasn't Kavanah. He said that.
I'm not sure, but I don't remember being referring to the second one. I think he's making the first one shlir for the second one.
But we'll look it up. I don't think so. At any rate, this is Reb Chaim's raya. This is Reb Chaim's side. So I have to tell you, Rav Brus told me, I mentioned this often, that Shaul Brus, Rashid, and Besatam, we spent summers together in the country, he told me that Ramesh was Masader, and he was standing there, probably got a kibbutz, he was standing there, and after they broke the glass, one of the Eidim went over to Ramesh and said, I didn't hear the Amira. So Ramesh said it's okay. So Rav Brus went over to him, told about Rav Chaim. So he started telling him. So Ramesh said, I know the Berachah Shmuel, but yes, Rebbe Lahalacha. That was the language he said that Rav Brus told him. Yes, Rebbe Lahalacha. So I actually mentioned this in a Navi Shir about it a dozen years ago. And Zalzan Gesundheit Rav Leizer Ginsburg gave a vad that covered Rav Baruch Ber. Because I said that, because I said this. Now, I don't has show me to Mizazan Rav Ber at all. I'll give another vat. But the point is that Ramesh is not La Locha. Ramesh is some cipher. Obviously, it's not La Locha. Some cipher said, you said Hariat, and the people in the audience are Zungam Isaiah. But what happened to Rav Palm later? Rav Palm made them do the Kedushin again. And afterwards, I asked Rav Palm, you have to be chayshish for every Baruch Ber? He said, no, but it's Reb Chaim. Baruch Beshev Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim will chayshish for every Reb Chaim. So it doesn't mean I chayshish for any Baruch Bers, but he says Reb Chaim, you know, so he made them, he gave the ring back and did it again. That's it. So these are, as I say, sort of the two extreme shittas. Those who hold that Sukkah Besinyan, you have to be chayshish for Sukkah Besinyan. And Mechavan doesn't mean like L'shem Shemayim, it just means that's how you plan to get married. And those who hold that a Sukkah Beis Inyan works automatically. Now in Lamdis, I want to step back and tell you, we're going to discuss this next Sunday at length. There's a fundamental question regarding Amira by Kedushin. I'd like to explain the Tutzdadim, so let me try to say it clearly, because there's going to be a lot of reaction to it, so let's include. What is Amira? What is speaking? Normally we understand speech is a way of giving over the idea that's in your brain. You want to tell somebody something. Speech is a way of giving over information. It's a way of transferring information. That's what speech is. So why do you need Amira b'kedushin? Pashtus. It's a way of conveying that which you're thinking. Amira is a way of giving over what's in your mind. So let's say I go over to a lady and to two witnesses, I say, you know, but I tell them before the chuppah, you know, we have a chuppah. I want to do something interesting. I'm going to say, instead of Harry Amu Desmit of Azu, I'm going to say along with the Rebbe. And when I say that, I mean Harry Amu Kudeshes. Okay, I don't want to get into politics. He says along with the Rebbe. He says I'm going to say we should zeicher to Bana Budei Bana. And that's also no good. That's Asuk by Sinyan. He says I'm going to say the word potato. Okay, under the chuf, I'm going to say potato. Everyone's going to notice. And I'm telling the Edim, I'm telling the lady, when I say potato, I mean Harry Amu Kudeshes. And the Edim tell the lady, you sure you understand? Of course I understand. When he says potato, what does he mean? He means Harry Amu Kudeshes. So he walked out to the chuppah. And then in front of everyone, he says potato. And he gives her the ring. And Mr. Biyat told the Sadi Kedusha. He told everybody what he means. It's clear, without a shadow of a doubt, what he means. But then, I would think my Svara would tell me that that's a perfectly good Kedusha. What is Dibur? It's a way of giving over your intention, giving over your Dibur. Now, a second example of potato. What happens if I know Chinese? And, okay, New York City Chinese is a language that's spoken in the city. But let's say you're in Boynton Beach. In Boynton Beach, no one speaks Chinese. Right? So you have a wedding in Boynton Beach, and you tell the woman that you speak Chinese, she speaks Chinese, the Edim understand Chinese, maybe the Masada the Kedusha understands Chinese. You tell her in Chinese, Hari Amu Kodesh Asleep, but Dabar Suk, that's my Shem Yisrael. I would say it over in Chinese, but you wouldn't understand what I'm saying. So he said, in Chinese, is it good? Now, according to what I'm saying, if potato is good, Chinese is good. So here's the issue. I'm going to get back to the language of the Mechaber next week. The issue is a Mishnah Brura, a Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is talking about saying Kriya Shema B'chol Lashon. Yaitzah, Kriya Shema, it says in any language you want. It works. What? Sech Simin Samach Aleph. Sech Simin. I'm sorry. Simin Samach Beis Sid Beis. Simin Samach Beis Sid Beis. Yachol Kreisa B'chol Lash. Ayim Mishnah Brura. Who added Tefillah? Berch Samazin. Kiddush, you can say in any language you want, any language. You have a person who doesn't know, we have some guests that never learned how to read Hebrew, came from later in life, you give them an English bencher, they bench in English. There's no problem. Almost everything, not everything, but almost everything can be said, b'chol lashon. And, okay, so that seems to be a simple idea. Certainly, Kiddush could be b'chol lashon. He says, first he talks about if you don't understand the language, that's something else. Da'oid. Nearly, Mishnah Brura acknowledges it's a chiddush. We'll have to see if it's in the Mechaber or not. But nearly, the pshitus. He says nearly. He says pshitus. Oysan devarim and amr b'cholashin davka im anshi oysim medina medabrim came. Only people in that medina speak that way. You want to say b'cholashin, then it has to be something that people in the medina speak in that lashin. Abul minchi medina in yuchel medabrim lashin ledaber zeh halashin. Rakuva ain is a lashon yichidim yaidim zeh lashon. Like I said, you speak Chinese in a town where nobody speaks Chinese. Zeh loy nachshiv lashon klal lemedina zu sheinam mekeres bezu halashon. Now, till now, he's talking about Shema, Kriya Shema, Kiddush, and Arachayim dekedinim. He says v'ray ledvarai. This is makar. Bekedushin davav. Say Harayat Charupasi. Now, whatever it means, it's Lashon Shivcha Charuf. Harayat Charupasi. Is that good? Be Yehuda Mekudeshes. She can be Yehuda. Karen Larusa Charuf. In Yehuda, Charufa means married. It works. Av B'Sharei Mekaymis. But you're going to be Mekay Say Harayat Charupasi in New York or in the Galil. Ain't Mekudeshes. Av Sheshneim Kimnu Hashem Kedusha. If you kedusha b'chol lashon, you say kedusha in any language. Apal v'kei. Kiman dein loshin zeh loshin kedushin b'aseh makim. I mean, you're not saying kesef alay am a klal. They ain't a mukadeshes because of a rush. He says Shulchan Aruch. Next week we'll come back and see if Shulchan Aruch really says it. Now Moshe is asking, is it even if the Eidim? It has to be even if the Eidim. He's being a riot to Birchas Hamazon and creation. Well, it says here in the Bir Halacha, he's not being gone, and obviously he's not the first one. The second way of learning, the first way of learning, which is to me more mustaver, is that language just to convey what you're thinking. It's a way of conveying what's on your mind. And that's what I would think. The Bir Halacha is saying that language, there's a din amira, there's a din of saying. Now benching, I understand, the din of amira. If you don't say words, it's not benching. Even if you mean it, you say gibberish and then you mean benching is nothing. But by kedushin, he says, if you say a language, it's not a language, by Medina, it's not mukudeshes. Now, why? Why? Why is it worse than a sukkah by Sinyan? Why is it worse? I told him and I told her, could be I told all the guests, when I say potato, I mean kedushin. So why is that worse than a sukkah by Sinyan? I said exactly what I want. It's a chiddush. The Bir Halacha says a la halacha, and like I said, next week we'll look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch. But the entire sugya of amira b'kedushin turns on what amira is. Amira is giving over. What? Everyone there understands. He said, when I say potato, I mean potatoes. Well, let's say it's Chinese in Miami Beach. Okay, Chinese in New York, so many languages are spoken. So I don't know.
Those
that are around, should I say, that's all. I don't know. I know in Tarvadas, so let's just declare Yiddish works outside of Williamsburg. It's a language that's spoken by Medina. It's Yiddish.
Don't speak Yiddish.
What?
Don't speak Yiddish.
What?
Don't speak Yiddish.
So Lashon Kaidish is an inherent Lashon. It always works, but the other language only is Chinese because people agree that it's a Lashon. That's how Lashon Kodesh always works. If we're at Pesach, we should have Lashon Kodesh for certain. Okay, so we're going to come back, Bezus Hashem.